So teaching number one is emotional decay is visible in the body. The first thing I want you to understand is this. Chronic emotional abuse leaves evidence. It is written in your posture. It shows in your face. And it lives in your voice. And that voice has a frequency of abuse. It's more on a high pitched and has a tremor. The frequency is of a tremor. It's very unsettled voice. So posture, face, voice. And when hope is placed in someone incapable of love, the body, the soma, bears the cost. And this is not just the metaphor, okay? It's how our body goes to the breakdown, to the collapse. Shoulders are curled inward in protection. Eyes are very dull, there is no spark. Mostly they're looking down or they're clinging onto you with the spear of, it's almost as the eyes would say, please save me, give me a hope. Or the eyes can be very unfocused. They can move away from you. Okay. Eyes are moving away from you if you're, let's say, friend, as I was in this case. It's a shame. It's a shame. They cannot look at you because of so much internal shame. In some cases, it's fear. It's fear. What will happen? What will happen if you call up on the abuser? It's a fear from your, sometimes even for your own life. Okay. Skin tone is muted by adrenal fatigue. There is no vibrancy in the skin. And breath is very shallow. It's almost, you can breathe up to your thymus. That's it. Because if you take this big breath, you're with a deep breath, we are feeling things. And when we are going through this emotional turmoil, it's just better not to feel. So this is not just sadness, it's emotional decay. It's the result of living in a body that has stopped believing it deserves more. Okay, so this is what we can see on the soma level. Facial trauma expression is real. Muscle tone in jaw and eyes changes. So we are talking about muscle tone and it's connected with your postural tone. So postural tone is your ability to respond, how quickly you can respond. That's your life force. So that's gone. That's gone. Okay. That's gone. Chronic tension in the neck and forehead. It's almost like you're approaching to the person and you can feel that energy of tension in the neck, into your shoulders. Shoulders are almost moving up to the neck. And in the forehead, forehead can literally move forward, or be in the state of forward all the time. Downward collapse in the spine. People who are already in resigning syndrome. And skin and gaze lose their shine. And this is not aging, people. This is not aging. This is trauma carving itself into your identity. And this is not love. And this is why in the piece I say, see what face he carved on you. So let me just summarize what your body may already know. Emotional decay is visible. It's visible. Where we don't just feel tired. We look like someone who has been carrying pain too long. Too long. And that needs to have expiration date. When you decide, by this date, I will be done if I don't see this, this, and that. But it needs to have expiration date.